button it, booger.
For God's sake, Izzy.
Is he coming? Go. Come on, man.
You gotta be kidding.
What?
Don't what me, Izzy, or you ain't going to no comic book convention.
I'm 18. I can go anywhere I want.
Yeah, but where are you gonna live when you get back?
Mom, we gotta get going.
You drive careful, booger. He's the only son I've got.
Okay, Miss B.
I can't believe this.
Dear Special Agent Mulder, I'm writing to you for help. Several years ago, I had an experience I could not explain. I was lying in my bed when I felt a presence in the room. Though I was awake, I felt that something had taken control over my body. I don't remember much else, but I woke up 3 days later pregnant with my son, Izzy. That was 18 years ago, but now it happened again. I was in bed and could swear I heard Cher singing, the one who was married to Sonny. Then the room got all smoky and I saw some kind of monster. He had a really gross face with lumps all over his head. I was too scared to scream. Then I got all groggy and conked out for 3 days. Guess what happened when I woke up? I got your name off the TV. Some lady on the Jerry Springer show who had a werewolf baby said you came to her house. Well, I got her story beat by a mile, so maybe you'll want to come see me too. Sincerely, Shayna Berkowitz.
Scully, do you think it's too soon to get my own 1-900 number?
So, did you actually see that werewolf baby, or was that just a story?
No, it had something called hypertrichosis lanuginosa. It's a rare hereditary condition, most commonly found in some South American families.
Uh-huh. But it was all hairy and stuff.
Mrs. Berkowitz, you said that you also had a son?
Mm-hmm. Izzy. That's him there.
And Izzy is the product of your union with some kind of intruder?
I don't know about no union, but I sure woke up in a condition.
Did you report this to the police?
Of course I did.
Was there an investigation?
Not really. Nobody here ever locks their doors. And it took me a month or two to figure it out. I mean that I was pregnant.
And now you're pregnant again.
Uh-huh. But as I told Agent Mulder on the phone, that's what takes the cake.
Mrs. Berkowitz had a tubal ligation 2 years ago.
You can't plant a seed in a barren field. They were cooking something on the range. Took me 2 days to scrub to clean the skillet. I don't know how many of them there were. I only saw the one, but they ate almost a whole damn jar of peanut butter.
You said you were gone for 3 days, but nobody missed you.
I know what you're thinking.
Do you drink, Mrs. Berkowitz?
No, but I'm not so sure my intruders, as you call them, didn't have a few. Somebody set a tumbler here and didn't use no coaster. That's a family heirloom, too.
Is there no chance that your son could have put it there?
Izzy's got more brains than that. Not much more, but he values his life. That pigsty there is his room. You know what this thing is, don't you, Agent Mulder?
Why do you say that?
'Cause. Y'all quiet and stuff. And you know something you're not saying about alien abductions? They said on Jerry Springer you're like an expert.
I don't think this has anything to do with alien abductions. I don't even know if I believe in that stuff anymore.
Oh, come on. Really?
Mrs. Berkowitz? You gave a description of the intruder. You said that he had a gross face and lumps on his head?
Mm-hmm. And 2 miles. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Funny. Sounds just like this.
Oh, that! That's the Great Mutato. That's a comic book character my kid Izzy created.
What's going on?
These are Agents Mulder and Scully from the FBI.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations?
We were wondering how this suspect in your mother's case looks exactly like this.
The Great Mutato.
Because I've seen him, too.
You've seen the Great Mutato?
Yeah, a lot of people around here have.
Has it crossed neither of your minds that what you say you saw that night fits perfectly with this creature that your son created?
Well, yeah, but... that don't mean it didn't happen.
Don't ask me why, but it works.
Peanut butter sandwiches?
You think bologna would be more effective?
Why are you humoring them, Mulder?
I'm not humoring them, Scully. This is a very serious crime.
So is perjury. So is calling out FBI agents under false pretenses.
For the purpose of what?
Isn't it obvious? I think what we're seeing here is an example of a culture for whom daytime talk shows and tabloid headlines have become a reality against which they measure their lives. A culture so obsessed by the media and a chance for self-dramatization that they'll do anything in order to gain a spotlight.
I am alarmed that you would reduce these people to a cultural stereotype. Not everybody's dream is to get on Jerry Springer.
Psychologists often speak of the denial of an unthinkable evil or a misplacement of shared fears. Anxieties taking the form of a hideous monster for whom the most horrific human attributes can be ascribed. You know, what we can possibly imagine ourselves capable of, we can blame on the ogre, on the hunchback, on the lowly half-breed. Common sense alone will tell you that these legends, these unverified rumors, are ridiculous.
But nonetheless unverifiable, and therefore true in the sense that they're believed to be true.
Is there anything that you don't believe in, Mulder? What's that sound?
It's the great Mutato.
I don't know, I lost it. There, up there.
Turn your damn thing off. You're on my property.
We're with the FBI.
They're not.
We were chasing what they told us was a monster.
Monster? What'd I tell you, boys? There ain't no monster. I'll show you the monster you're looking for.
Who sent you here?
Your father.
My father is a simpleton farmer. He understands nothing of my scientific achievements.
What achievements are those?
What makes you think you'd understand them any better?
Well, I'm a scientist for one.
Well, then you probably know that once in a generation, perhaps once in a lifetime, a truth is uncovered. This thrusts mankind into a shocking new consciousness, turning accepted notions of our very existence on their head. Consider relativity, double helix, and now the homeotic Hox gene, for which I will undoubtedly have my place among the Columbuses of science as a visionary leader of men, yes?
What do you want me to do with these, Dr. Polidori? Never mind.
What is the homeotic Hox gene?
She's a scientist. Ask her.
I believe that it has something to do with, growth and development.
If you two will excuse me, I really don't have time for this. I have to travel tonight to the University of Ingolstadt to deliver an international address.
Sir, unless you want your scientific achievements to end up as a footnote on the Jerry Springer Show, I suggest that you make the time.
Jerry Springer Show? Witness the morphogenesis of Drosophila, the fruit fly. What you are watching has been going on for millennia. Since the Cambrian period, some 580 million short years ago, when Drosophila was first born. Notice the elegant symmetry with which the pupae grows into a series of beautiful segments. What we have found, what I have found, is that these segments represent a linear model for the genetic development of our friend the fly. Each gene is responsible for the development of its corresponding segment, the legs, the mouth, the body, posterior and anterior, but which I, through my genius, can alter into a creation of my own. Behold, Roboscopedia.
This fly has legs
growing out of his mouth.
Why would you do that?
Because I can.
Would that be done in humans?
That would go against every scientific convention.
But could it be done?
Theoretically.
Good night, Dr. Frankenstein.
Despite what you might think, Mulder, designer mutations like these are virtually impossible on humans.
That's not what I just heard.
Mulder, even if they could, no scientist would even dare to perform these kind of experiments on a human.
Well, then why do them at all?
To unlock the mysteries of genetics, to understand how it is that even though we share the same genes, we develop arms instead of wings, we become humans instead of flies or monsters.
But given the power, who could resist the temptation to create life in his own image?
We already have that ability, Mulder. It's called procreation. And first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to verify the pregnancy of Shayna Berkowitz.
When are you coming home again?
Huh?
When are you coming home again?
What?
We were going to have that talk.
Soon.
We'll have our talk soon.
That's what you always say.
Elizabeth, you know how I feel about children. They're mewling little monsters.
But I want children.
What happened to our dream about getting out of this place, getting away from this hick town?
I think that's your dream.
Elizabeth, what do you want, a baby or a Nobel Prize? See you on Thursday.
Monster grapefruits on the way. Bigger in your hand, almost.
I just like some coffee. Thanks.
On the house. Compliments of JJ.
That's with two J's.
Is it true Jerry Springer's coming to town?
Trouble of reading the article. It has everything that we talked about last night, word for word.
Izzy Berkowitz, get your butt front and center.
What did I do?
All I can say is I hope the answer to that question is nothing.
We have reason to believe that you or one of your friends recorded our conversation last night and gave it to a newspaper reporter.
Me?
In order to promote your comic book monster that you created.
Do you own a tape recorder, Izzy?
Christmas 1993? That was playing when I got knocked up.
Who the hell is that?
That's the same voice we heard out in the woods last night.
That's him. The great Mutado.
Messenger this to the bureau. I want special audio to filter the tracks and separate out the voice, and then I want to go back to see the professor.
Mulder, this is just a dopey hoax.
Something recorded its voice on this, Scully.
Oh, you think that Dr. Polidori has something to do with it?
When Victor Frankenstein asks himself, whence did the principle of life proceed, and then as the gratifying summit to his toils creates a hideous phantasm of a man, he prefigures the postmodern Prometheus, the genetic engineer, whose power to reanimate matter, genes, into life, us, is only as limited as his imagination is.
Mulder, I'm alarmed that you would reduce this man to a literary stereotype. A mad scientist.
Who else would go to such trouble to impregnate Shana Berkowitz?
In order. Mrs. Berkowitz had a tubal ligation in 1993, and 2 months ago she had 2 pregnancy tests, both with positive results. What are you doing?
Mrs. Berkowitz said in her letter that when she saw her intruder, there was a gaseous white cloud. And then when she woke up 3 days later, nobody knew that she'd been gone.
Yeah, so?
Monster.
What are you doing in my house?
He had this awful face with these hideous tumors, and not one mouth, but two.
Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Are you accusing me of knowing something that I'm not telling you?
I'm accusing that your wife may have been impregnated.
Impregnated? By whom?
Oh, I think you...
Sir, with all due respect, I think this is all part of a hoax.
A hoax.
A shameless publicity stunt.
Really? What? What is that?
The other victims, they had their frying pans violated. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
I think we found our smoking gun.
Your favorite. You finish your movie. Don't stay up too late. Okay, son?
That's a start.
Well, what about your new?
Well, it's no big deal. I met a girl. What's going on? Her name is Diane.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. She rides horses, and she's beautiful. She's smart. And she loves me.
Tell me it isn't true. You didn't. You wouldn't.
Why?
Because I can.
What's this?
Compliments of JJ. Coffee?
Sure. It's not a place you want to burn a guy.
Intercepted a package.
How would you like your face to intercept my fist, coconut head?
Your kids are mine. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! That is my son you're talking about. How would you like it if somebody talked about you like this?
You're raving right, Scully.
What, that these people can be reduced to cultural stereotypes?
They unmask the monster.
Oh no, don't even start that.
I may have found something that says otherwise. The residue in the frying pan was an agricultural product used to anesthetize herds of animals.
Used by who?
Farmers, who have to register with the FDA even to have it in their possession.
Is there someone registered locally?
Mm-hmm.
Alden.
We may be too late. I think we are. Who's that? Show yourself.
Don't kill me.
Who are you?
I'm with the newspaper.
What's your business here?
The old man was murdered.
By whom?
It's alive.
I've seen it. In the barn, burying the old man.
To ask you to stop right there.
We have come for the murderer.
What makes you think he's here?
I've seen him with my own eyes. He is not a man. He is a monster.
Yeah!
The fiend must be found, and then we'll let justice take its course.
Yeah!
And search every crevice, every ravine. You get him alive if you can, but you get him.
Yeah!
Thank you.
one way Polidori could have seen that monster. He was out here himself. Mulder.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna have to come out of there.
We're not going to hurt you. Think he understands?
I hope not.
He looks frightened.
We're going to have to get him out of here, Scully. They're going to kill him.
The barn's on fire!
Him out.
Where is he? Show the world your horrid lumpy face.
That's him.
That repulsive physiognomy is the vilest perversion of science.
Created by whom?
A pale student of my most hallowed arts, whose life was taken by that which he gave life. By his own horrible creation, by that monstrosity that you see before you.
Who's he talking about?
My father.
No.
He can talk.
Your ears deceive you. It's a trick.
Yes! It's a trick!
I'm sorry, my voice is damaged by the gaseous chemicals. But I would like to explain myself. Despite my appearance, which you see is quite horrible to the human senses, I have never acted to harm another soul.
These are fiendish lies.
Quiet.
Years ago, my father, having only one son, a spiteful, hateful man of science, incapable of the deeper sentiments, he came to realize that this son had been conducting secret experiments, of which I was the most unfortunate product. A simple man, he rescued me and loved me in spite of my deformities. But as time passed, I grew restless for friends of my own. Because I couldn't go to school or play sports or even show my face outside this farm, my father set out to learn his son's science so that before he died, he might create for me a mate.
Uh-oh.
Alas, my father was a simple man. his heart close to the soil he worked, the animals he tended. The experiments he attempted to advance, the science too complex for his understanding. The results of his experiments, unsatisfactory.
You mean Izzy? But who's the father?
Suffice to say, his experiments failed. My father is dead. I am alone and miserable, but one as deformed and horrible as myself would not deny herself to me. If this being you can create, then I will take blame as a murderer.
I don't know how to recreate you. You were a mistake.
What we did was wrong. But in our trespasses, we gave you a loving son. And in your homes, I went places I'd never dreamed of. With your books and your records and your home media centers, I learned of the world and of a mother's love that I'll never know. Cher loved that boy so much.
Hey! He's no monster.
Arrest me then as you will.
You should go, Mulder. The prisoner's in the car.
This is all wrong, Scully. This is not how the story's supposed to end.
What do you mean?
Dr. Frankenstein pays for his evil ambitions, yes, but the monster's supposed to escape to go search for his bride.
There's not going to be any bride, Mulder. Not in this story.
Well, where's the writer?
I want to speak to the writer.
To love these babies?
What's not to love?
Oh,
save this.